Get money, crew. Get money. Get money, crew. We'll get the money. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Turn your goddamn mic up, son of a bitch.
Hey, Stevie Nuggets.
We can't hear you.
There.
We can't hear you.
You can.
Say something.
Yep.
Yeah, you're still low. Stop being so low.
I can't help it. That's as high as my mic's gonna go.
Oh, you suck. Welcome to the Boom Podcast. Let's see here. We need an intro. I got one. Anything on the agenda for today? Because I surely do not.
Shit, I ain't got nothing to talk about. Nothing going on, much nothing.
Much nothing there?
Not much of nothing.
Much do about nothing?
They got the PS3 price. They got the PS4 price point. What they're talking about.
Who got it?
See, they said it was already online. What Sony was going for, at least. It's not affirmed, but people were saying that the numbers are throwing out. They said they want about, they're asking about $4 to $4.50 or somewhere around there.
I guess.
I think I didn't even hear $4.99. I think they even heard $500.
Alright. Theme music song for Battle Club Boom Podcast.
Boom Podcast from BattleClubGaming.com. Theme song music.
Hello?
Yo.
There we go. Okay, let's try this one more time. Welcome to the Boom Podcast. Hey.
Yo.
Now. Apparently the battery was dying, so I had to put a new battery in there. Freaking Energizers. $8 for a fucking pack of two. The battery should never goddamn die.
Jesus Christ.
Craziness. But I heard this crazy thing. I was watching this crazy thing, right? And they were talking about how they have basically trying to turn carbon into a energy source. And it was basically saying with these carbon superconductors, they would be able to make like batteries and things that would pretty much do like nearly instantaneous charges and stuff. Plus it's biodegradable. So like you could have a battery that would charge something, and then when it was done, you could like throw it in with your garden and freaking garden with that shit. It was crazy. It was some crazy shit right now, brother.
Interesting. That's good.
And it was because they were talking about like if you use that method, like, you know, when you charge your cell phone up, it might take half an hour, hour or something, right? Mm-hmm. But they were talking about with that method, like you could charge your cell phone up or plug your cell phone up to be charged, and bam, 30 seconds later, full charge on your cell phone. Or like if they were able to apply that technology to like cars, you could pull into like a charging station, you know, couple of minutes, full charge in your car, you're back on the road. Crazy.
And everybody goes electric.
Somebody needs to put money into this. Somebody. Barack Obama. Get it.
Kickstarts for everything else. Why not?
Get it. Yeah, right. Kickstart the fucking future of battery technology. Sons of bitches. We should do a Kickstarter. What would we kickstart?
Oh, God, please no.
Let's do a Kickstarter.
A pathalon of money hungry whores.
Why not? Why can't we be money hungry whores?
I don't like throwing names out there. I'm not going to throw names out there, but people know who I'm talking about. People that start Kickstarters to achieve their personal dreams and goals that they themselves should put their own money into, but they expect other people to do it.
Wait, like what?
Oh.
Let's name names. This is the Boom fucking podcast, man. Don't get all pussy. All
right, fuck it. Okay, like the whole, I don't know if you heard of that, like the AVGN, Angry Video Game Nerd.
Okay.
The YouTube star.
Right.
He's just an angry video game reviewer.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff.
And he's started a Kickstarter to fund an angry video game nerd movie. And kind of started a whole uproar because it's this whole e-begging thing, which now seems a new trend of everything. Like anything, anytime anybody wants something in their life now, it's not let me work hard to get it or let me, you know, take the risk of losing my own money. It's let me use other people to pretty much obtain my dream.
Well, I
don't know. I do not approve of that at all.
I don't have such a problem with it, though. This is not like they're, you know, this is not like some Wall Street bailout shit where they just fucking took our money and just gave it away to other people. These are people who have the option of saying, hey, I want this. Let me give you money to make it happen.
Which is true, but it's not like he was broke. He made good money.
But if he needs more money and people are willing to give him that money,
look, I'm telling you, have you seen the movie trailer?
No.
How much did he get? Like $200,000 or something.
Wait, so he already did it. He's met his goal?
Oh, he's destroyed his goal.
No, what's it called? What's he called? The Angry Nerd?
AVGN, Angry Video Game Nerd.
Okay, looking it up right now. Okay, Angry Video Game Nerd, the movie. How do you make a movie out of this, though?
That's exactly what a lot of people are saying. Like, his thing, his whole premise is he reviews a game, and he gets mad about how it sucks. He cusses up a storm, and the story.
No! Sorry, my bad. What
were you
saying? Huh?
Rinse, repeat, and recycle, but... It's supposed to be based off the whole E.T. thing, Atari thing.
Oh, is this the guy that he's supposed to go and try to dig up the E.T. games or some shit?
I think that's the one. Oh,
okay.
God.
I don't know where I heard about this from, but let's take a look real quick. Let's.
They give the game to one person to design in 5 weeks. That's bullshit.
That's exactly what you say in the video.
I can't even be pissed off and have it mean anything anymore.
It's the worst game. But it's the greatest game story ever told.
I heard that Atari recalled all of the cartridges and buried them somewhere in the middle of the desert because the game was so bad.
I mean, when gamers found out E.T. was buried in that landfill, it became forever buried in our conscious minds.
I have to save the fans.
We're gonna find that landfill and prove that there's nothing under there. Maybe then everybody can forget about it.
Okay, so, yeah. All right, I think that's enough of that. Okay, interesting. I don't
know. No, it's not. No, okay. It's not. Just not. No.
Okay. No. Now, I'm not saying the you know, whatever. But, I have to say, man, I don't. To me, essentially, what it is, it's like buying your ticket to a movie before you go see the movie. You know,
you
not always the best option.
Too.
Huh?
You gotta pay to see the movie, too.
Well, that depends on what he had put down as things that investors would get for investing, because you know there'd be like certain tiers. Like if you donate $1, you might get a thank you. If you donate $5, you might get a thank you card. If you donate $10, you might get your name in the credits. If you donate $100, you might get in the movie. If you donate $20, you might get a free copy of the, you know. So assuming it was one of those situations where if you donated a certain amount, you automatically got a free copy, well, not a free copy, but a copy of the movie when the movie is made. Essentially, it would be just paying before, you're prepaying.
Well, that's if it even makes it to DVDs, which I'm sure it will. It's supposed to actually be in theaters.
I don't know about that one. Mm-hmm. That probably would be a waste of money. Matter of fact, don't even put it on DVD. He just needs to throw it on his site as a digital download. $5, $10, download it, stream it, whatever, bam. Fuck all that bullshit. Fuck all that bullshit. So you got it. I was going to do some type of Kickstarter, but Yaya has...
Right. What's Kickstarter for, though?
I don't know.
It's
Boom Podcast movie.
That's legitimate. I'm down.
A Boom Podcast movie.
Oh, God. Well, if we can get, if we get everybody involved, I'm in.
So we're going to get Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
Who else do we get? Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. We need Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
Resurrect Bruce Lee.
Bring the Lee back into it. We need Pamela Anderson.
We do need Pamela Anderson. She's a whore. We need a whore. We need two whores.
Another whore we can do. Mika Tan.
Who?
Porn star.
Oh, dude, I have no idea that is. Okay, we'll take her.
Angelina Jolie.
She is a whore, isn't she? Ooh, we can get Snooki.
Snooki. Okay, there so this movie go. Is coming now. Now, what's the plot of this movie that we're going to do? What's
podcast.
The story here? Boom Podcast movie, what's the story?
We. Us.
Us.
And them.
Them.
Do things.
Theft.
That make people laugh.
Okay, so it's a stand-up comedy?
No.
Or is it scripted?
It is a action drama.
An action drama. So it's not comedy.
But it is our job to make people laugh.
So it's an action dramedy. A dracraction.
Yes.
Ag-dramedy. Okay. So Morgan Freeman plays the president of the United States, who has sent the Special Forces Boom Podcast Unit consisting of Staccata, Yayizzle, Stella King, and Antonio Banderas to a jungle to fight the evil alien threat known as the Red Falcon.
I like it.
Okay. What happens after that? What are the other characters going to... What is Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise can be the lovable and predictable all-around good guy that kicks ass at the same time.
Interesting. So he's like a like, he's not part of our team, but he's like the guy we find in the jungle that helps us out.
Yes, and we don't know how awesome he is until he actually does something awesome.
And he lives with Pamela Anderson.
Yes.
Who is a snow bunny in the jungle who will use her seductionly breasts to distract the enemy as we break into the fort.
Yes, cleavage. We need plenty and lots of cleavage.
Lots of cleavage. And then what happens with Kevin Hart? What does he do?
Okay, now Kevin Hart's going to have to play a serious role.
Okay.
His first time ever. Mm-hmm. Got to get serious. Going to get a serious face on. He's going to show us. He's going to play the captive person we have to go save.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So he is a war veteran.
Yes.
Who was on a previous mission.
Yes.
With Mad Dog and Scorpion.
Yes.
They died. He got captured along with Mika Tan.
Yes.
Who was a traitor working for the Red Falcon.
A traitor and a whore.
A whorish traitor who has sex with Red Falcon troops to breed Red Falcon babies.
Ah, I like it.
Holy
like
shit.
It.
Holy shit.
Oh, man, she's popping up like tasty cakes. I'm loving this. Bloop, 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 bloop.
All right, so who else was in the movie? Who else was in it? Who else? Was that it? Was that the full cast?
Wait, wait, did we get into Antonio?
Yeah, Antonio is part of our team, the Boom Podcast Special Forces, to invade the Red Falcon and rescue Kevin Hart. So wait, then who is the leader of the Red Falcon?
That would be Snooki.
Snooki?
The drunk whore.
The drunk whore Snooki, leader of the Red Falcon with big red ass tan and big giant red lips.
Yes, monkey.
Big monkey red lips.
Yes.
Is the leader of the Red Falcon. Ooh, do we just bring in the rest of the Jersey Shore cast as like the mini bosses?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Work our way through the jungle, eliminating each of these muscle heads and or sluts and or muscle head sluts.
Oh my god.
Yes.
So Antonio Banderas,
the badass in his own right,
the badass that he is,
yeah,
eliminates at least two of the three
by himself. Yes,
by on his own at the same time. They double team him, and then we take out the rest of them.
Yes.
So we get to the final fight versus Mika Tan, the traitor. Wait, fuck! Tom Cruise has to kill somebody. Who the fuck? Tom Cruise kills Mika Tan.
Yes, because he's that awesome.
Shit. Can you imagine that fight, dude?
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to picture right now. Tom Cruise would ruin her life.
He would fuck her. That would be quite possibly the most epic display of violence in the history of a movie when Tom Cruise gets his hands on Mika Tan. Oh my god, dude.
Oh shit.
You know why Tom Cruise beats the shit out of her like that?
Why?
Because Mika Tan killed Pamela Anderson.
I like it. I like it.
So he's in a rage. He blacks out. He doesn't know what he's doing. He just starts going in.
That's a good story. I like it.
I feel like that's honest. That's not Kickstarter worthy. That I don't know what the fuck is, man.
True.
I don't know what it is. Let me ask. So apparently there's been some anger amongst fans about Dead Space 3 and microtransactions within Dead Space 3.
Damn it.
We got it. I mean, this is the hot thing. This is what people are angry about. So we gotta go into it, man. People are angry about the microtransactions of Dead Space 3. I'm not going to ask you specifically about that. What I am going to ask you is, do you think there is a a right way to do microtransactions and a wrong way to do microtransactions? Or are you one of those who just say microtransactions altogether, just get rid of them, we don't want to deal with them?
Oh, there's the right way and there's the wrong way.
What's the right way?
Right way, free-to-play, microtransactions.
Wrong way.
Full retail game, microtransactions.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, well, I think this is where we disagree then, sir. I think this is where we disagree. I think that as long as the microtransactions don't allow another person to do something that another player who decides not to pay can do that really has an effect on the game, then I'm all for it. Like, for example, Battlefield 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go through and play Battlefield 3 multiplayer and then unlock all your weapons just by going through. Or you can pay to get the weapon packs to unlock all the weapons for the certain categories. So if I'm a sniper and I know this is what I'm going to be playing, but I don't want to fuck with it. I just want to unlock. I can pay, unlock all my sniper shit without having to, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't have any problem with that. You know, because in the one of the things that makes that okay to me is that a headshot is a headshot. Whether I have a weaker weapon or a more powerful weapon, if I shoot you in your fucking head, I shoot you in your fucking head. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if, say, for paying for something, I got things that could literally be game changers. You know, not just different variations of weapons that aren't necessarily stronger or anything like that. But, I mean, if I just got like a god-tier type of weapons because I paid for it, which gave me a obvious advantage over other players, then that becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, looking at it from that perspective, what is your...
I mean, if that's the case, then that's cool. If it's things that... Yeah, I mean, yeah, oh God, but they do that with, like, fucking DLC anyway, so.
Right.
I don't know, because EA said they're going all the way with that.
Right, right. And another thing is, and I guess one of the reasons people had problem with it was because they felt like when you get hit with these microtransactions opportunities or whatever, it completely brings you out of the universe. So then how would you... let's say you were doing a game, microtransactions in the game. How do you put those into the game without taking a person out of that experience or out of that world?
You have a full retail game. You have a full retail game. Everything unlocked. There's no. What's the word I'm looking for here? Penalty for not having to purchase microtransactions. But buying microtransactions may enhance your experience of the game. Like, you might be able to get certain guns a little earlier, double experience for a long period of time, or I don't know, just make it so that it makes the game not broken, but it may give someone an incentive to spend the money on some certain things.
Yeah, but the question is, how do you then... Like, let's say you wanted to give somebody an option to do something like that while they're playing the game. So you're playing Final Fantasy, and you get to a upgrade shop or something, right? And you don't have enough gil to upgrade your weapon. So they're saying, okay, well, you don't have enough gil, so you pay $1, $2, we'll let you upgrade your weapon, even though you don't have enough gil. Does that take you out of the game?
I mean, if you got the money to spend like that, no, not really.
And so in what situation would something like that occur where it would be intrusive to your immersion into the game? Like, would it be something where, again, we'll use Final Fantasy as an example, where you're running and you go into a town and some DLC thing pops up and says, oh, well, you have to purchase this town because it has very special shops with special equipment or something.
See, now, Final Fantasy Living kind of already did that with their expansion packs, but that's different, though, because expansion packs. Okay, this is when my problem starts with that. Number one. There's expansion packs to games like that. So if it's like an online game and you don't purchase an expansion pack, of course you don't get all the new content that comes with that. But here's where the microtransactions can hurt you. When they start deciding, okay, we're going to limit certain weapons, certain armor, certain items, and certain things to only being purchased through microtransactions, then that takes you out of the game. When you play a game and then you're like, oh, I really want that sword. Oh, it doesn't matter how much gil I have or whatever currency I have. You can only buy that with real money, real dinero. And it's like, fuck that. And this thing was, it's an in-game item. It's a video game. It's an in-game. I get it. Granted, we're buying a game in the first place. Mm-hmm. We're spending money on a game. Mm-hmm. But to nickel and dime people in a game, like, this stuff is not important. Like, fuck it. Like, seriously, like, okay, so you spend $60 on a game, then you're going to spend another $20-$30 on a bunch of microtransactions? For what?
Well, I mean, if they feel like the game somehow expands their enjoyment of it, I don't really see a problem with it. I wouldn't be one of those people that would really get into the whole microtransaction things.
Nope.
You know, but, I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, you know, since we're talking pay stuff here, it was on Twitter, Mr. Derek Gott 007, big homie, and Derek Gott, he's an awesome guy. I just want to put that out there, man. He's one of the best guys we got in the community. A much appreciated brother. But so he was on the Twitter and he was talking about the whole thing about Xbox Live and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And his thing was, well, you know, basically that the how I talked about purchasing Xbox Live was kind of nonsense, you know. It's like, you know, you pay $30 for it. You know, it's not like you have to constantly pay $30 every time you play a game. You know what I mean? So, and my initial argument when we were talking about it on the last show was the simple fact that, like, when I want to play Gears 3, you know, and I think about, okay, I want to play online, but fuck, I have to pay this $30 to $60, depending on if you can get it on sale, Xbox Live thing. It just turns me off of even wanting to mess with the Xbox. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I guess there's really not much to say about it. Just that fact that, you know, it's the fact that when I think about buying a game for my Xbox, I can't just think of, okay, I'm going to spend $50 to $60 on this game. You know, when I think about it, it's I have to pay $50 or $60 plus a game, plus another $30 or $60 if I want to have the full experience of this game. So I guess to me, it's almost the same thing as like kind of a microtransaction or a DLC type of thing. Mm-hmm. Where it's saying, if you do not play this price, regardless of whether you have to pay it once or every time you purchase a game, if you do not pay this price, you will not get the full experience of this game that you paid full price for. And that's my problem with it. And it's the fact that you don't get really anything extra. I mean, you might get DLC earlier than people who don't have Xbox Live Gold. You might get games earlier than people who don't have Xbox Live Gold. But it's still kind of, it gives me that same feeling. It was like if we popped in fucking Uncharted 3 and then they were like, oh, well, you got to pay another $20 to play online. People would bitch and complain about that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I feel like it's the same way with when I think about Xbox Live. Yeah, I mean, you see where I'm coming from, brother?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it is. That's why I'm playing Xbox. It's too expensive.
It is. And I think a lot of people don't think that when people compare the Xbox and PS3, that people look at the price of Xbox Live and say, oh, that's not going to be worth it. But I mean, that... one of the things is when I think about that extra $30 or something, I'm like, man, that could be a whole new game that I could be playing, or even just going on PSN, or even if I don't, you know, even going on Xbox Live and just going into the store and downloading some live games or some indie games, that could be a bunch of experiences that I could have by putting that $30 toward those games instead of that service. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just, I don't know. But, I mean, I see where Mr. Gott is coming from, but it's just not. And in the fact that there's not really a lot on the Xbox that I really want to play beyond, like, Gears and stuff. And by now, it's like anybody I would have known that's probably playing Gears is long past it. So, but I don't know, brother. I just can't call it. But, so you were talking about this PS4 price.
Not pretty. They're going to have to drop that price down to about... Oh, gosh, man. I don't know. I want to say $350, maybe $400.
So what is the... you're saying that the rumor is that it's at what?
I think they said $450 or $500. I think it was around that price.
And these rumors came from...
I forgot where I heard it from.
So we're saying $450 to $500.
But the rumor mills are always right. They're right about everything Sony had to show us during the whole conference thing. So it's just a throwing out numbers. Like, they always throw out numbers, and it's not set in stone, but we don't know.
I got to be honest. I don't think it was hard to figure out what was going to happen during that show. As soon as Sony said they had a special announcement, I mean, I think there was no question that they were going to talk about the PS4.
Well, no, I mean, like, everything the PS4 was going to do and all the stuff they're going to show and all the stuff they didn't show, and that one sorry ass press conference.
It was a you didn't like the press conference?
No,
I enjoyed it.
No, it was awful. The game, they didn't show us any games. It was rushed. Like,
well, you know what it was? I think it was. This was, to me, basically a press conference for the developers to say, look, this is the power of the PlayStation 3. And also for the fans to say, look, these are the things you did not like about the PlayStation 3. This is how we fixed them for the PlayStation 4. So I don't think it was supposed to be like this real super full on reveal, like E3 type of showing or something. You know, that's E3. I think this was kind of revving up the engines of the PlayStation 4, especially since they're supposed to be dropping this, you know, this holiday season. It's like, it's here, it's coming, start saving your money. This is what we've done to make it better than last time. At E3, we're going to give you the ill shit, so start saving that cash up.
I will not be purchasing a PS4. Not yet. The PS3 has been a disappointment to me. And they're going to have to really show me some good games for the PS4 for me to... Because remember, the PS4 has no backwards capabilities whatsoever.
Right.
None. So once you sell that PS3...
Unless they get the Gakai thing popping off, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just talking about like physical copies and stuff. Like, it's not going to be backwards compatible.
Right.
So once you get rid of that PS3, if anybody has like the original PS3, the fat one, once you trade that in, remember that you can't play any of the old games on there. And any games that you did buy on the PlayStation Store will not transfer to the PS4. So yeah, remember that too. So pretty much you're moving into all new platform territory now once you move on to the PS4. It's not pretty much, it's almost as if they're just separating themselves from the PS3, the PS2, and PS1 as far as any type of hardware capabilities.
Right, which they are. I mean, this is going to be a, from my understanding, from the PlayStation hardware, a completely new direction than where they've been at before. So, you know, putting that backwards compatibility in there makes the system more expensive, from my understanding. You know, that's extra hardware you have to put into the system and shit. So keeping it out keeps the system at a cheaper price point. Having Gakai gives them the possibility of still bringing those games back at a later date. But go ahead.
Well, that's about it. I mean, it will have to be for everything that they're saying this thing's gonna do. I would be comfortable saying $400 would be the highest they need to go. Because that whole $600 thing was destroyed them. And anything higher than that, and I think they're going to have enough trouble. Have trouble yet again.
$400
Yeah.
I would have to see what this $400 does, though. You know? What's coming with this $400 That's what I want to know.
I don't know. They will have to... I mean, just for the hardware capabilities. And, I mean, because they're taking so much away from it. And then, like, and just like a lot of people were saying, like, okay, so what, they can just put the games onto the Kakai. But honestly, what games are they going to put on there? Like, they could have did that with the PS3, and then we just, like... Even, I mean, even if they were, you know, they had to emulate them, that's just all that. They still had, like, the worst selection of games they could possibly have put on the PS3 to represent the PS2. Or even the PS1s, like, or PS1 classics. Like, seriously, like, come on. Like, oh, I was so shocked when I saw The Legend of Mana on there. I'm like, what the hell? Like, seriously?
It was kind of a random one. A good random one.
Yeah. It's like, wow, I didn't realize they would put that on. So let's get some of those other fucking good games on there. How about games people have never even played yet?
But I feel like for some reason, having it going through Gakai, having it going through the streaming service instead of having it emulated on the system will somehow make it easier. We need like a tech person. You know, that's what Nas said. He listened to the last show. He was like, you guys really needed a tech person on there. We really did. But, you know, it just seems like, because essentially it would be, you would make a emulator of PlayStation 4 have that stream to a system, as opposed to having another hardware, having that hardware run an emulation, and then, you know, and it seems like it just might be, I can't call it. $400
That's the highest I think they can go.
I think for $400 I probably wouldn't get it right away, but I don't think $400 would be a price point where I would say no. And you know one thing I was wondering?
Yep.
If you are a current PlayStation Plus subscriber, assuming that your profiles move over to the PlayStation 4, which with all the shit they was talking about, the social media, blah, 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 bullshit, more real people, I'm going to probably assume that it won't. But will your PlayStation Plus move over to the PlayStation 4 if it still has PlayStation Plus?
Probably not.
Hmm.
They'll probably end up phasing it out eventually on the PS3. When they phase the PS3 out, then it'll be going over to the PS4 once they stop supporting the PS3. Once they shut down the servers and move on over. Move on over.
Get on under.
Pretty much what it boils down to is Sony is in the shit. They better get together this generation. If anybody honestly wants a good gaming system right now, I say go to fucking Wii U right now, because Wii U got some good games coming out here. They hit it out the park. Sony? Yeah. We'll see what happens in E3 with them. Still got here from Microsoft, because remember, they were another big one that was talking about the not playing used games and all that other stuff, so we got to see what they're talking about.
Yeah. You know, Sony did say that they will allow used games on the PlayStation 4. That's not something that they're taking away.
Yes.
You know, I really wouldn't mind if they took a little bit more control over the used game market.
Yeah, really.
You know, but getting rid of used games just seems kind of eh. But then if you did get rid of used games, then I feel like that needs to be a little bit passed on to the consumer. Make your games a little bit cheaper.
Yeah,
even if it's
reflect.
Just $5 or $10 cheaper.
Yeah, you need to reflect the quality of the game to the cost of the game. A platformer should not cost me $60.
So you're saying no longer with this flat rate?
Yeah, that's not cutting it no more. A RPG should cost $60. A platformer should cost $20 to $30 new. Certain games, a shooter with like, I mean, even with like a 4-hour campaign, even with the online capabilities, $40 maybe, $50 max. Like, honestly, like, you gotta save some money here and there to people if you want to just get rid of the used games. If people would accept it more if they knew that the companies would pass on some sort of savings to the consumer. But the problem is the companies would get rid of it and still charge the same price. Yep.
When you open that door, then let's say you get a game like a Battlefield, who feels like their content is superior. Do we start seeding $80 games, not $100 games?
Eventually, they're going to be up in that price. They're going to cost them more than Neo Geo games here pretty soon. The way games are going up in price.
So you think we're going to get there anyways? I don't think we're going to get there next gen.
No. It's going to be, it'll be maybe a couple more gens until we'll be at the $80 price point for games.
You know, that is one question. When do we get to that point? But then I wonder, will we really get to that point? Because to me, at some point the graphical ability and shit is gonna stop. You know, you won't be able to get any realer. You won't be able, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. Then the innovation will kind of have to be in what Nintendo's trying to do, as opposed to who has the better hardware. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's kind of going to hit a wall. And at that point, that's when you get into, like, some Star Trek fucking holodeck shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know, the Oculus Rift shit. Which I find it interesting. I think it would have been crazy if anybody at E3 comes out and shows the fucking use of Oculus Rift on their system. Do you know this Oculus Rift? Are you aware of this thing?
No, what is it?
Basically, it's fucking dot hack. Like, the little goggle shit that they put on to go in-game, that's basically Oculus Rift. And right now, I guess it's only compatible with PCs and shit. But can you imagine if one of Microsoft or... if one of these companies, like, got in with Oculus Rift to have that shit work, get compatible with the new systems, that shit would be amazing. That would be crazy. Like, all the fucking, Oblivion fans and shit. You imagine playing that shit with fucking Oculus Rift. Or, like, even if they came out with another fucking dot hack or any type of MMO, like, being able to play with the fucking Oculus Rift and, like, really have that, you know, that first-person view. Like, that shit would be crazy, son.
That'd be interesting. It would be interesting. These were a dot hack game.
Yeah.
Dot hack game.
And it just the simple fact that that's how dot hack is, it just makes it even sweeter. Because, I mean, that... Like, you're playing that game, and you're like, it would be sweet as fuck if I could play this game how they're playing it in the goddamn game.
Yeah.
So to actually get that ability would be something crazy. Something crazy. Do you want to do a video game theater? A video game theater.
What's that?
Oh, fuck. You don't know our own stuff, dude. Dude, sir.
The one thing he... God, what y'all call it? what is that called again? I can't remember the name of her for some weird reason.
I'm disappointed in you, sir.
What were you told to tell the story about games?
Oh, that's BCG Storytellers.
What's video game theater? I didn't even realize we were doing this. Oh, gosh. No one told me we were doing this.
Final Fantasy Tactics.
Video
game theater.
Video game bad monologue.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Video game bad monologue.
When you gonna do one today? Got one?
Yeah, I can pull one out of my ass real quick.
Alright.
Before we do that, let us talk about first some stuff going on at Battle Club Gaming. Go and check out Mr. Stella King's preview here of Murder Ed. Soul Suspect. Murdered. Is that the way is that how you spell murder? Or I just can't read.
Murdered.
So suspect. The hardest case to solve is your own. The hardest case to solve is your own. So that's from Square Enix, apparently coming developer, not known yet, quarter 2014. That should be something interesting. And also, Assassin's Creed 3, Tyranny of King Washington, The Infamy, 100% walkthrough guide from the one, the only, Big Homie C Gamer. And also, he's running a little contest here. So, what you want to do, he's got some DLC. He's going to give away a DLC code for Assassin's Creed. You just leave a comment below saying your favorite moment in Assassin's Creed games and why you like the series. So, your favorite moment in a game, why you like the series, put it in the comment section under the post, and you could win some DLC. So that's that good shit we got going right there. Also, a new Battlefield Zero Tolerance is out there. Get on, get in, get that. So I think that's what's popping on the site right now. That is what's popping. So we're going to take a break right here. We're going to set up some, what did you call it? Video game sucky-ass dialogue destructing?
Horrible dialogue.
And we will be right back. Welcome back to the Boom Park. Hi. All right, here it is. We are going to do our video game horrible reenactment. So if you can figure out what game this is from, send us an email at boompodcast@gmail.com, and you could be the winner of what, Yayizzle?
I don't know. What are we giving away this time? The game? Giving the
yeah.
Ratchet and Clank? Oh, Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank, which one?
PS3,
Ratchet and Clank. And I'll throw in a couple of decals. And to help us out with Video Game Fear, today we have our special guest. Introduce yourself, special guest.
What?
Introduce yourself, special guest.
Nubian Queen is what I go by.
Whoa.
That's all y'all need to know.
Don't get all hood with them. All right, let's see. Are we ready, guys?
Whoa, wait, what the hell is that word?
What word? Which one? What the hell is that word?
my last one. Wait. Now, is that my full line? This is going into a second page.
No, there's two pages.
Yeah, now is that what I say through both of them? That's all me, right?
No, you start. It's me. It's you, the minister.
No. Okay, right below where it says Barbarossa, so you're T.O.'s boy, Tur. His boy's name is Tur or Terror. Now, below that, who's reading that?
You, that's all you. That's all one thing.
Oh, well, I'm saying mine just took two pages. That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay. Must have been formatted differently.
I don't understand why y'all didn't have this together. But
look, this is how we do.
Countenance. I guess it's countenance. Countenance. You know that word, countenance.
Where are you looking at?
Countenance.
You have more. You have another page that I don't think.
You must. What are you reading?
Mine says Barbarossa, so you're T.O.'s boy, Terror. Quite an impressive little...
Oh...
Countenance?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say it and I'll see it. Go.
Oh, shit. That's as bad as Murder Ray.
Say it like I see it. Dude. No shame in my game.
Oh, are you guys shit. Ready?
Oh, fuck. Hold on. We're going to figure this one out. We're going to get this one.
I'm gonna butcher that word.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. Oh, here it is.
Countenance.
That's the Columbus Public Education.
Countenance.
She won't talk to me.
Who?
It's countenance. Huh? Countenance.
Countenance?
Yes.
Oh.
Countenance.
That's what I
said. Oh. Yeah. Does it really matter?
Not really.
Not really.
Then let's get it moving.
Coincidence. Make them all.
Okay, let's do this. What's the matter, Tur? Are you nervous? Don't worry. The audience will be finished quickly. Just be the way you always are. The Emperor is stern, but there's nothing to be afraid of.
Master Tail, Master Tur, the Emperor will receive you now. Please come this way.
Woman leads the pair to the throne room.
Tail McDowell, General of the Imperial Army, and his son, Tur McDowell, here for an audience with the Emperor.
Welcome, Tail. How are things?
Much as they were when we fought together in the War of Succession, Your Highness.
Impressive words. Do you not agree, Wendy?
Indeed, they are words of a great general.
Tail, I am sure you are aware of the troubling activity in the north. Would you be willing to travel there to protect the border?
Our disputes with the United City States of Jowstown are complicated. But with General McDowell in charge, we can rest assured.
Oh, boy.
Okay, keep going.
It's you, Yikes.
Wait.
Right underneath there, you're Barbossa.
Wait, did you read the minister?
Yeah, that's what I was just reading. Okay, we gotta start over.
No, we're not. We'll keep going. It's not
okay,
over.
Go.
My beloved Sor Prok has brought me luck on countless occasions. I would like you to have it. Take it with you.
Barbossa hands Tio a sword. Thank you, Your Highness. I, Tio, swear not to disappoint you.
You have my blessings. Good luck, Tio. Tio.
Tur approaches the Emperor.
So your tails, boy, Tur. Quite an impressive little countenance, but... would you be willing to give the Empire a helping hand while your father is protecting the northern border?
That is video game. Fucked up in the game.
Gracefully.
Oh my god, whoever guesses that deserves 2 games.
Oh crap, so that is a video game messed up theater. If you can figure out how to win, you win a copy of one of the Ratchet and Clank games for the PlayStation 3. Just hit us up in the email, boompodcast@gmail.com. That's boompodcast@gmail.com. Nubian mother, are you sticking with us or are you going bye-bye?
I said Nubian queen. I did not say
Nubian queen. I don't know, okay?
Learn how to address me.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Hey.
Are you sticking around or are you bouncing?
I don't even know what you guys be talking about. So stick around.
We're talking about the gamage. Okay, here's a question.
For the game.
Here's a question for you. Let's say you popped in what's the game you just got? Skylanders.
Yeah.
She bought that?
Yeah, she got $30 brand new in plastic, son.
Good deal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know.
Deal.
It's a really good deal.
Have y'all played it yet?
Yeah, Nasir has. I don't play it.
Does he enjoy it?
But he plays it. Yeah.
Interesting.
He seems to.
Interesting. It looks like a fun game. It has been a blockbuster hit amongst adults and children alike.
Too much collecting.
A lot of collecting. It's like real life Pokemon.
Well, we don't have to worry about all that because I bet I don't buy any more of them.
Well,
those things are like $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much answers my question. I was going to ask you if you had popped that in there. And you had gotten to a section of the game where they was like, in order to do this, you'll have to pay $5. Would you pay?
No.
In order to unlock this feature, $5.
No.
Do you do that on your iPad? Do you get free to play games on your iPad and then pay to get extra stuff?
Only once have I done that.
What did you pay for?
To be able to finish the game.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What I got for free, which I didn't realize it until I had gotten so far into the game, it was like all the chapters but like the final chapter of the game.
Interesting.
So you had to end up paying for the rest of the game.
How much was that?
$6.
Worth it or not worth it?
Not worth it.
Holy
Because
crap.
For $6, I figure it should have went on a little longer, much longer.
Which game was this?
It did unlock a bonus game, but the bonus game, like, I finished it, I think, within an hour.
Wait, so which game was this that you're talking about?
It's some Nutcracker game.
What?
It's called the Nutcracker.
We finished the first one, like, and now we're on to the second one.
Holiday Nutcracker?
It's supposed to be based off the Nutcracker, the book and the play and all that. So the objective is to rescue Princess Mary and break the curse.
And now we already did
that. So I did that, but I had to end up paying $6. And you have to, like, find all these different clues and... It was fun, a little nerve-wracking, but I feel like for the extra $6 that I had to pay, it should have been a little longer.
So you don't feel like you essentially paid for the full experience having got it for free. You feel like you literally just paid for a horrible ending.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Interesting.
We have done the first one, but now we're on to the second Nutcracker, because we already done the first one.
So
we talked about the bonus feature, the bonus game.
Oh, okay, so it's not a sequel. There's bonus content that you're talking about that he's talking about. Okay, okay.
There is one piece of bonus content.
Interesting. Which is very interesting, because there is a Final Fantasy game on the iOS. It's like Final Fantasy Dimensions, I believe, where essentially you go through, you get like the first part, like first chapter of the game or whatever, but then after that, you either have to pay like, I think it's like $10 or $15 for the whole thing, or you could pay per chapter of the game that you want to buy.
Rip off.
Very interesting. Yep. You guys say rip off?
Yeah, rip off.
So you wouldn't, if you got into a situation like that, having been invested into a game for however long, you wouldn't buy?
Rip off.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
That's just like they do that with the books. They like give you like the first 25 chapters for free and then want you to pay $10.99. For 10 more chapters so you can finish the book. I don't think so.
So you just imagine the ending however you please without finishing the book.
Wait until the whole book is free.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. I guess that's no different than people.
99 cents. Okay, maybe $1.99. That's about as high as I'm going.
Well, I guess that's no different than people with PlayStation Plus who try to wait until a game is free on PlayStation Plus, or at least hope that it becomes free on PlayStation Plus, so they can get it.
What? I don't even know what that is. PlayStation Plus?
PlayStation Plus is like Xbox Live for PlayStation, except for instead of just playing online, you get like free games and stuff. That's PlayStation Plus.
Well, I don't have Xbox Live either.
Now, when you bought your Xbox, did you know that you would have to buy Xbox Live to get the full power of the system?
No, because I thought Xbox Live was just to be able to play games with other players.
Kind of, pretty much.
So then, I mean, we don't even play the Xbox. This is like... Okay, when he got this game, that's probably the first time he's picked up the Xbox controller in weeks.
Interesting, interesting. That is quite
damn. Nasir's not a gamer kid.
That is
a singing and dancing kid.
Wow, that is a shame. That is a shame.
Not one of us.
I have to get him some Mega Man. Some Mario, maybe.
Y'all some lame.
What?
Y'all like to sit in front of the television all day and click buttons.
Hey, I play Dance Central.
Lames.
Dance Central, just dance. It'll be okay. Wapa, Connecticut, just dance.
What? Y'all should have seen my baby at the skating rink today. He was doing the cha-cha slide.
The cha-cha on skates?
No.
Oh.
But I didn't know he knew how to do the cha-cha slide.
Wow. I don't even think I know how to do the cha-cha slide.
I was rather impressed.
He may have did the cha-cha slide when we were at Mom's.
Maybe
I think,
that's where he learned.
It may have been, because I think there were some cha-cha
slides. I
learned
it at the party.
He learned it at the party?
Party.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, it is an instructional song, so
oh, you just gotta go.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to learn it.
I don't know. I was doing that shit. I was all backwards. He was saying stomp. I was jumping. I don't know.
Slide to the right.
I slid to the wrong direction.
Most people do. So they get used to doing it. Stop.
People don't understand how hard left and right is sometimes. That's some difficult shit. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We're going to kick you off the show now.
I think I might need to go audition for some kind of part or something.
Where?
What?
Doing what? Where are you?
Pardon what? We don't know.
Where are you auditioning for what?
An acting part.
Oh. Really? 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 That's what this experience led you to? That was your thought process that you wouldn't do that?
It's my true calling now.
That's it. Wow.
I see it.
You heard it here first on the Boom Podcast. Nubian sister.
Look for me live and in action on Channel 10.
Holy fuck, Yaya. I didn't mean to cuss. I didn't mean to cuss. Yeah, so check it out.
What?
The Boom Podcast movie, Antonio Banderas, pregnant wife at home, Nubian sister.
In the kitchen cooking?
Nubian queen. I keep telling you. I don't understand why you can't get it right.
There's too many Nubians out there in the world. Way too many Nubians. Oh, crap.
And the next time I send you a text that says, love you, all you need to do is just respond back, love you too. All that question mark shit's not necessary.
Well, how's I supposed to know, okay, that text was meant for me, right? I ain't never got no text message like that before.
Regardless.
Yeah, no.
See, I was confused. I got one from Elijah, and I didn't know who he was talking to either.
What? Your telephone number.
Because it was kind of random.
What? He sent you a text saying he loves you?
No, because I didn't know if he was, because he was messaging someone else. I don't know if he just mismessaged.
Right, exact. Thank you.
It doesn't matter. Even if they did, you still reply back, love you too.
I did.
It's not like it's from a stranger, somebody you don't know.
Well, when I got him on the phone, I told him, like, I love you, little dude. Before I hung up on him.
Some buster.
And I did say it back. What are you talking about?
Question marks like, I love you too, I think.
No, it was, I love you too. Was that meant for me? Don't know. Whoa.
What the hell ever. Shut up.
Whoa, don't be a hater now.
That's why y'all lames.
Hey, Nubian.
Don't get smacked.
Nubian soldier. Love you. goodbye, person. Have a good night.
Good night. What's that?
Wait, what are we doing here?
She hung up on you. She, don't like
she hung up already?
Because you're black.
Oh, she sucks.
I said it.
All right. Yeah. Oh, there. Okay. All right. There we go. So that is. That was Video Game Theater. Sorry, Nubian Queen. If you guessed that game, boompodcast@gmail.com. Win some cool shit. What? Anything else we want to go into?
Releases. Monster Hunter. Please, people. Anybody that owns a Wii U. Anybody that's looking to buy a Wii U. Purchase Monster Hunter. I will give out my gamer tag when it comes out, so people want to come play with me.
I think you and Disturbed might be the only ones with Wii U's.
Man, get it. See, people will start supporting some, even if it's on a different platform. If people start supporting certain games, it might start going cross-platform more often than not. Like, maybe PS3 might have actually saw Monster Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
People gave it more love.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll see one on PS4. I don't know. But just because it's on the Wii doesn't mean that the PS3 or the PS4 will never see it. It's just if the demand is high enough for it, then they're like, oh, well, there's a lot of money in it. Capcom be like, well, there's a lot of money on the Wii for it. And then the DS is selling real good. So maybe we'll, you know, throw our hats into the ring and, you know, try for... Oh, and, oh, another huge thing. If anybody... I'm not sure if they ran out yet, but if you order directly from Capcom, the game from Capcom, you get a free Wii Pro Controller to play the game with.
Sweet deal. What are you playing right now?
Let's see. I played the Monster Hunter demo. I didn't want to play too much of it, but I did like it. It was fun. It mm-hmm. brought me back to the good old days. So I am going to definitely play the hell out of that. I downloaded F-Zero for 30 cents. Yes, Nintendo, that's how you do downloadable games for digital download. That's how you do digital content. You put stuff on there that people don't feel like if one day it's not supported, they feel ripped off. It was 30 cents.
30, that's a good deal.
It will not hurt me to lose out on 30 cents 10 years down the road when they stop supporting the Wii U or whenever they stop supporting it. So
wait, so the Wii U, on the regular Wii, when they went by the stupid point system, like you buy this many points, is this a straight up buy, 30 cent buy? No dumbass points and shit like on Xbox Live and the regular Wii?
Straight from the credit card, just like I like it.
Awesome, 30. And that's, I agree, that's a, you know, that's a good price point. That's going against, you know, kind of putting in competition with, like, the iPads and the iPhones and the Android tablets where you can go in those markets and get those dollar games and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That if I have to choose between spending a dollar on my phone for a game and maybe buying, like, a F-Zero, fucking Mario for a dollar, $2, I'll probably go that way with it.
Yes, now things are giving some more of these games to download. I'll be happy, happy camper.
How does the Wii U shop look when you go in there to buy games and stuff?
Pretty much your basic thing. Go in, scroll down. They have all the current games that are out right now.
Mm-hmm.
The headliners. You go to the very bottom, you click on see everything, and it'll pull up all the games you can download. Everything that's out right now. So it's really easy. It's a lot better than freaking PS3.
But it's different from what it was on the regular Nintendo Wii.
I've never bought anything from the Wii, so I do not know.
Well, I'll have to check that out then.
I mean, pretty much for me, as far as like a demo, is you go, you click on the game, you pull up, you hit download, it downloads, and then you install it to your hard drive.
How long did it take to download and install?
The Monster Hunter took, it wasn't that bad. Maybe it was like 800 something megabytes. I don't know how long. It's maybe a half hour. I can't remember though. I wasn't really paying attention to it.
But once you downloaded it and got to installing, what was the install wait looking like?
I thought it wasn't that bad. I thought it was like maybe 5 minutes at best.
Faster than PS3 installs?
The PS3 always got patches and all this other crap. Now, which is kind of what I'm kind of hoping. When I start getting into Nintendo, is when I put that Monster Hunter in there, I better not see nothing about no patches.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I never understood, especially with DLC in the market, how come they didn't just patch that shit with the latest shit? I know it's more difficult on Xbox, because with Xbox, if you want to do patches and shit, you actually have to go through a submission process, plus you have to pay them to release the patch on the system. I don't know if it's that same way on PS3, but it's very annoying. Like you said, when you put a new game in that bitch, you want to get down and play, but you got to wait a fucking half an hour for some bitch-ass patch to go through. I mean, it's been this long, so I'm used to it by now, but it still sucks.
We never had to do that when we were younger. Put a game in, you played the game.
Right, exactly.
Well, put a game in, wait 5 hours to actually play the game, and then when you get back on the menu, then you put the game down for a month. To play another game, you come back to that game after months. Like, oh, let me pop some Street Fighter in. Oh no, you got to download another
fucking update that they done did to the game.
Yeah, and you know that has happened before. Like, I went back and wanted to play some of my older games, but as soon as that fucking thing says, up, got to update, I'm just like, oh, fuck it. I'll just go play some other shit.
I don't even want to play it. Stupid. Stop updating every goddamn thing. Just release a game that's complete. Goddamn it, stop it. Now, Capcom, I will cut you, you sons of bitches, if you try any of that nickel and dime shit with Monster Hunter. I will ruin your life.
We'll see. We'll see. You been playing anything else?
See, played a little bit of Last Story, loving it. Getting Pandora's Box this month. Pandora's Tower. That's about it for me.
Tell us about Last Story, man. Tell us about it.
So far, it's like a guy's narrating the events of the game that's going on. Pretty much like a storybook. Mm-hmm. And I've just kind of got into the beginning of it. It, like I said, the battle system is if you took Star Ocean and mixed it with, what was the game, White Knight Chronicles you're playing?
Mm-hmm.
It's not as fast-paced as Star Ocean, but you do have the option of, like, controlling your character full movement.
Ah, okay.
It's a very, very good game. It's very fun. The leveling up is pretty damn quick, too. I was surprised how fast I got to level 11. So, and it's a, like, a life-based system where you have, it like, what was that game? Like, Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Mystic Quest? No, was the other game I'm thinking of. Well, anyway, this game where you have your health gauge,
uh-huh.
And once that goes down, you die, and it takes up a life, and then you resurrect, and you keep fighting. Good thing about that is if your life gauge regenerates after every battle, which I do like that. And it makes the battles a lot harder, too, to compensate for that.
Interesting.
And it doesn't feel like, I hate to bring this up, but it doesn't feel like Final Fantasy 13.
Oh,
like, you feel capped off hard. And it's hard like that. It's just hard because the fucking bad guys are just hard to kill in general. And they do a lot of damage. So it's a good game.
I'm
really enjoying it.
How's it look?
Looks good for the Wii. I think Xenoblade looked better. I think a lot of people actually said the Last Story they thought was actually the better game, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were saying they were hating on Pandora's Tower in Europe, but I'm interested in it. The premise is really good to me.
So what is this? What are we looking at story wise so far? What's going on?
Which one? Last Story?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are part of a mercenary group, and they're in a temple, and they're looking for something. I'm not gonna say what they're looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy. They fight this, come across these dead skeleton guys. Your guy runs into this person, gives him this power that it's kind of like draws monsters to him.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you activate this power, monsters pretty much just gang rape you. And it's like a mechanic used during battle for certain situations. So there might be during the first boss battle, you can't do any damage to him. So the guy's like, you need to run out to the bridge. So you got to activate it, run out to the bridge, and have the boss chase you out there and fall off the bridge, and the bridge crumbles and kills him. So, you know, then after that, the next thing I did was had to go to this thieves' hideout and find this medicine for the sick kid. And the dialogue on that game is freaking hilarious. Dude, I was laughing so many times. It's really good. They did a great job with this game. So hopefully they keep it up throughout the whole game. And the girl on there is a drunk, and she's funny as hell. We got the dude he's a flirt. He's funny as hell. And then they got the serious character that wants to be alone. And then they got the girl who's kind of like the shy, mysterious type character. And then they got the leader. And you're like the straight, narrow, young type dude.
But what is the main goal? What's the thing that's stringing us through?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. The only thing I know is they want to join some sort of army group. That's all I know.
Okay.
So they haven't really, I haven't gotten that far. I've probably played about 5 hours of the game. I stopped playing it because I was like, once I get Monster Hunter, I'm not going to play this game right now, so I'm not going to get too deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like once I get enough Monster Hunter out of my system and I feel like I'm going to take a break from it, I'll bounce back over to that game. But, man, it's good so far. I have no complaints about that game. Battle system's quick. It's good enough. The leveling up system is good enough. The voice acting is funny as hell. It's good voice acting. And it's a good game. It's a really great game. It's sad that we had to beg for it, but when we got a bunch of fucking shovelware, we had to beg for a good game, but then that's Nintendo for you.
Yeah, but you got it. You got it, man. You got it. You got it.
I think that's it for me. What about you?
Oh, man. I'm at the end of White Knight Chronicles, finally. White Knight Chronicles 2. So I'm close to getting ready to start with Ni No Kuni. I wanted to beat White Knight Chronicles first because I've had it for so long. Literally, like, I'm at the end of that. And I'm still enjoying it. The second game is not as good as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the beginning of the game, they kind of introduce you to this whole new kind of kingdom, this whole new section. But then they pretty much immediately take you out of that. And you kind of now backtracking through the areas that you've went through in the first game.
Mm.
And then it kind of sucks because, like, normally in a game, you could go to the world map and just jump to any point that you want, any town or whatever.
Mm.
But you can still do that in order to gain access to the different missions and quests, like side quests and stuff. But the main storyline kind of forces you. Like, you're trying to make your way back to the Kingdom of Balindor, basically. And then the main storyline makes you backtrack. And instead of being able to just say, okay, fuck it, I'm just going to jump to Balindor. Like, you have to go through all of these little stupid situations to get back to Balindor. And it just seems kind of forced, you know? Like, it seems like this should have just been part of the first game. Like, I feel bad for anybody that paid $60 for the first game and then went and paid $60 for the second game. Playing it as one complete unit nonstop, I feel like it probably works a little bit better than the people who had to wait that gap between the games and then pay a full price for the other game. But, I mean, I'm still enjoying it. I like the characters and stuff. They're still cool. You know, the storyline, some of the things in the second one that happen involving one of the main characters, the female main characters, just feels a little bit kind of just forced and shoehorned in there to make her important. I don't know. It just seems to be a lot of missteps in the second one. But as a total experience, it was still great. And I'm still glad I'm playing it and glad I'm going to beat it. You know, it was still a really good and really fun experience. I was thinking about doing a BCG Storytellers on it if I could remember all the shit. But it's still cool. But I'm fucking with that. I'm almost done with that. And then the Sonic Ni No Kuni, I'm on it. And I've been playing that Vanquish, man, from Platinum Games.
Vanquish.
Yeah, that's like, it's like the guy in the robot suit would be like streaking all around the freaking ground with his guns and shit. Yo, this shit is fun, man.
Vanquish. Sounds familiar. I don't know why I don't.
Look it up. Can't
picture it. I'm about to. Sounds familiar.
Look it up. It is crazy fun. And normally it doesn't really seem like the type of game I would play, but it was PlayStation Plus freebie. Man, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, just it's super fast paced, you know, explosions everywhere, guns everywhere. You'd be shooting shit up, giant robots, all kind of crazy ill stuff. And it's really this game is about scoring. It's about killing shit and scoring in a fast paced way, you know. So it's real high adrenaline. So if that type of shit you like, you dig it, then check this one out. And, you know, it kind of, you know, these are the same people that did the new Metal Gear.
Metal Gear!
Yeah, so, you know, you kind of playing the Metal Gear demo and then going back and playing Vanquish, you kind of see their style. You know, this is, like I said, it's real. They have a real fast-paced kind of artistic movement type of style with the characters and shit that they want to pull off. But it's a dope ass game, and if you find that shit on the low somewhere, I'll just suggest picking it up. It's really good. Let's see, have I been playing anything else? Oh, I signed up for, so Miss Raina Michaels on my Twitter's account, who Miss Raina Michaels, her former name, Momoko Mitchell. She was an adult film star, but is no longer an adult film star. But she was playing a game called Poupe. Poppy? Poupe? Poupe? I don't know what the fuck it was called. But anyway, this is some kind of Japanese shit. And she was like, hey, if you sign up, I'll get points. So I signed up. And I was like, well, this will be interesting, something to review for the site, maybe. Like, completely out of the way. Like, I was thinking, like, well, you could review it for, like, kids or something. But I don't know. It's just, I guess it's supposed to be like a dress up Barbie type of game or something. I'm not 100% sure. I tried to get her to come on and talk about it, but she'd be all shy and shit.
What is she's so, a former what now?
Porn star.
She's your friend. Adult
film star.
She a friend of yours, or she's like a fan of our show?
No, I don't think she's ever listened to our show. She's just one of my friends on Twitter.
Then why is she not like talking to us?
What do you mean? Like on the show?
Yes, why do we not have her on?
I have asked her to come on the show. She says she's like super shy. So I can't, it's hard to get her on here.
Wait.
I know what you're thinking. Yes. I know what you're thinking. But you know, it's different. Like you could be like all free with your body and stuff, but when it comes to like public speaking or something like that, it could be like a totally different like experience. I don't know. Maybe one day we could talk to her, get her on here, and
shy. Wait, so I mean, it's not like anybody's gonna see her. It's not like a live podcast.
No, yeah, very true. I don't know. Maybe we could talk her into it one day. We'll get her on here. It'll just be fun. And she listens to anime. She watches anime and shit.
Bro.
Yeah, and you know she does got some gaming. She got a Zelda tattoo on her belly, which is pretty sweet. So, you know, she's into that, you know, she's into the whole scene, you know, Japanese and gaming and shit. So it ain't like if we had her on, we wouldn't have anything to talk about beyond, like, the fact that she was a porn star and shit. Like, she knows some shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah, so, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of everything I can try to get into to review for the site and get some shit out there. But, yeah, man. Game wise, that's, you know, that's pretty much it. Once I beat Far Cry, hop back on White Knight, and as soon as I'm done with this, I'm hopping straight on Ni No Kuni. After that, man, shit, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna play, but you know, beat Vanquish, go back to Darksiders, probably beat that, maybe get the second one. Shit, I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, man, that does that wrap it up here?
Let's see. Oh, there's something that I guess we should kind of bring up.
Go ahead.
The loss of a lot of developers this generation.
Yeah.
Not just THQ. Apparently the company that helped made the PlayStation Battle Royale.
Yes.
Developers. Gone.
Yeah, SOCOM team.
Gone. Who else is there? Who else went off at?
I can't even call it.
Let me think. So we lost THQ. See, Zipper Interactive. They did SOCOM, didn't they?
Yep.
Mag, they're gone. Superbot Games, gone. Whoever they're the ones did. That did the PlayStation Royale game.
Okay. The motherfuckers that did the Halo real-time strategy joint?
Gone.
Dead it out, son. Dead it out.
Who did the Shadow of the Beast? Wasn't that Psychosis? Psychnosis?
You talking about the old Shadow of the Beast?
Yeah, for the Genesis. Didn't they do that?
I don't know. Why? Are they gone?
They're gone.
I thought they were still here?
I've never seen any other recent games, but I think, aren't they the ones that did Shadow of the Beast, though?
I have no idea.
I'm tripping. Or I don't think they published, but didn't they develop it or something like that?
I have no idea.
Well, it's like, they're gone. They're gone.
Gone.
Cambridge, gone.
Gone.
989 Studio, gone.
Gone.
Siphon Filter, Lightbox Interactive, gone. Incognito, gone.
Gone.
Are you kidding me? And all these companies that we've missed off were under Sony. Sony, you are fucked.
Whoa.
3 ways from Saturday.
Whoa.
That's all I got to say. Like, I'm for real. Like, I'm upset a little bit because I'm a huge Sony fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony has let me down this console generation. People can kiss Sony's ass all they want and say that this was a good... No, it wasn't.
Interesting.
This generation sucked for the hardcore gamers. The casual gamers may have had a field day, but not us.
You know, and I was thinking about something. Looking at the amount of games I actually bought this generation, it was very... It paled in comparison to what I spent on the PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2.
Yep.
Like, even combining my Xbox purchases with my PlayStation purchases, other than having to fucking buy 2 PlayStations and, like, 2 Xboxes and shit and all this shit, like, game-wise, software-wise, it really wasn't a lot out there, man. It really wasn't. Like, I can probably count Xbox alone. Like, I did all 3 Gears. I did 1 Halo. The UFC Trainer. I had 1 tactical RPG. Kinect Sports.
So bad.
And I'm not really sure.
So bad.
I mean, outside of downloadable stuff, like some indie games that I downloaded, like that probably about Armored Core.
No, Armored Core is a good series. I would love that to come back to a new one.
They do have a new one coming out.
Good. I will buy that. I love Armored Core.
They have a newer one. Like, it came out like a year or two ago.
Oh.
And then they're coming out with another new one.
Where the fuck is Mech Warrior, man?
I want to say there was supposed to be another Mech Warriors coming. I want to say there was.
Shit right there.
But yeah, Xbox, that about rounds it out, I want to say, honestly. And on PS3, it wasn't, you know, there was more on the PS3, but it wasn't like it was that much better. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. I mean, there's been some great games this generation. But definitely not on the scale of what we had previously as far as, yeah. Which is a good thing because it saved me money, but I see mm-hmm. what you're saying, brother. See what you're saying. Yeah. Where's the new Monster Rancher?
Yeah, exactly. We can get 50 iterations of fucking Pokemon. We can't get another Monster Rancher.
And we've said it before, I'll say it again. With the capabilities of these systems, a new Monster Rancher would be one of the best experiences. Can you fucking imagine standing in front of your fucking Kinect or PlayStation Eye? And then on the screen, the other person is on there, and both of y'all are fucking standing in this big, in front of an arena with your monsters fucking fighting.
Come on. They'll never implement that. We'll get shovelware.
Come on.
Kinect jump.
Come on.
Kinect Star Wars dance. Kinect. God. Oh, it hurt. Oh, my
petition.
Head. Headache.
I want this.
Migraine.
I'm going to buy the rights to that game. Maybe that's what we can do. We can do start a Kickstarter to buy Monster Rancher.
We need to, because I think if we, because there's no reason, like, okay, you know what they did with Skylanders?
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine if there was a kind of the same kind of platform set up, but it looked like the thing off the cartoon, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Where you take a disc, you put it on there and it spins and it reads it, almost like your PS3 or regular disc thing would.
Right.
And then you get your monster off of it like that. Do you know? And then it wouldn't cost you anything extra. So it's something that people will actually buy, wouldn't feel like, oh my God, I go out there and go buy a bunch of expensive, like Kenya said, $10 statues to play a game. You pay, say, $80, you get the game, you get the little stand, you put whatever, everybody has discs, everybody has video game discs and music discs sitting around. Remember we used to do that back in the days?
Yeah, we used to collect all the discs in the house and just throw them in there to see what monsters we could get.
And then when you saw that rare monster that you couldn't get, you would play the game just to unlock him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting that knight.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if they did it like Skylanders, where if you wanted to, there could be select monsters that you could just go out and buy.
Obviously.
You know, but those monsters were still available if you found the right disc to place on the thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be down with that.
Even if they did special edition ones where, like, you know how to do, like, Target exclusives and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get mad at them for that. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Maybe $10. Here's a monster you can only get at Target. You can't even get it from discs and stuff. That's cool.
As long as that monster doesn't give them a special advantage.
No, it's not anything overpowered and just going to dominate the whole game. It's kind of more for, like, you know what I mean?
Collector.
Yeah, like collectors or somebody who wants to have that rare looking monster.
The Target Dot monster.
Yeah, maybe it's like
a big furry bear with a Target Dot.
Why not?
Target
Dot. We're not going to get that. We'll get Pokemon X and Y and Pokemon ZXD because they ran out of goddamn colors. So now it's Pokemon X and Y. And
we can just only hope that this next generation really revs it. I really hope they pull away from the first-person shooter a little bit. I really hope they do.
They need to leave the casual crowd alone. Because you notice the casual crowd isn't keeping you guys alive. You need to go back to the people that supported you, assholes. And the reason that you are what you are now. Casual gamers aren't the reason you guys are famous. We are, damn it.
But see, that's the thing I liked about the PlayStation 4 press conference is the games that they showed were for that core audience.
Mm.
Like, what game wasn't for that? You mean you had Killzone? You had a new Infamous?
Another shooter. Infamous didn't look that good to me.
Well, okay, regardless of whether it looked good or not, or whether it's a shooter or not, these aren't casual titles. These are titles for a core audience. These are hardcore games. Even the Knack, you know, even though it looked a little more kid-friendly, but so was like Ratchet and Clank. But to me, Ratchet and Clank is for hardcore gamers. It's something that, you know, non-gamers could get in and play too, but there's enough to it that it's something that hardcore gamers can dig into. You know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't showing some Angry Birds on fucking, you know what I mean?
Sony went into that press conference unprepared. They were not ready. They were trying to get something out before Microsoft. Because Nintendo got theirs out, and they knocked it out of the park. Everybody agrees with that. Even if you don't like Nintendo now, you got to admit, the games they showed were great. And their lineup looks awesome. And then Sony, you look at Sony's compared to Nintendo's, just like, man, it's kind of lackluster. It was boring. I was bored out of my mind during the whole thing.
Because I don't think it was really about the software. This was about the hardware. This was about all the problems everybody had with the PS3 hardware. This was Sony saying we fixed those problems. This was a hardware show. This was about the fucking cores and GPUs and graphical capabilities and the user interface possibilities and shit like that. This was digging into the innards. This was about the innards of it. E3, that's going to be the outards. That's where we're going to have to be amazed by some of the games and content. So we'll have to wait till E3. But.
Man, do you think if they ever went retro, they'd make more money?
What do you mean?
What if Nintendo was like, look, It was like, oh, it's the next generation. Everybody's like, oh, what's Nintendo going to do? Nintendo said, fuck you. Bam. Nintendo 2. Square box, square controller, 8-bit games.
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of like what the Ouya and Steambox are kind of going to be for?
Yeah, but we're talking about Nintendo 8-bit games.
No.
We're talking about Zelda, Mega Man, Metroid, everybody going back to their 8-bit roots. No, 16-bit. Let's go 16-bit. Let's be a little kind here. Let's go where the graphics were still really awesome. Let's go Super Nintendo graphics.
Nah, I think people would be disappointed in that.
I wouldn't.
I think it would be cool. Like, okay, let's say Sony, or like, let's say Nintendo put out a fucking old school system with all these fucking games built into it already for one price, like $200-$300. You got this Nintendo system with online capability to add a little something to the mix, and you got like fucking this whole just hard drive full of games on that shit. You know, or Sony came out with a fucking PlayStation 1 re-up, same thing, had all PlayStation 1 titles on it. Like, $300-$400. That could be worth it. I could see that. But just releasing a system and trying to come out with, like, a new 16-bit Mario and Metroid and shit for it, or some old-school bullshit, I think people would feel like they're just trying to save money and make money off of nostalgia while attempting to try to act like they're moving forward. I don't know.
Man, it's all about the games to me.
Yeah.
I play 8-bit Monster Hunter like a boss.
Yeah.
Like, brrr, 8-bit war. Like, brrr.
Birdman.
Ooh, play. Before we end this show, we are done. I think we're out of energy. You should download the Street Fighter Cross Mega Man game.
Oh, yeah. I keep wanting to do that, but I'll be forgetting.
It is fun. I would have paid for that game there to put it online somewhere. It's a fun game. And also, the Surgeon Simulator. This shit is hilarious.
The who?
Surgeon Simulator. What
is
2013.
What is this?
It's like, you ever play Quap?
Who?
Quap.
No, I
don't. It's like this rate running game. But this game is called Surgeon Simulator. We're supposed to do a heart transplant, but this shit is hilarious. It's funny.
Surgeon Simulator. Like heart surgeon.
Yeah, surgeon. Just put Surgeon Simulator 2013, download it, and try to play it. I was dying. It was so funny.
Cool. All right, well, that is the Boom Podcast. Shout outs to the Stella King. All day, every day. I'm your host, Kata.
Yeah, you though.
Catch you guys on the next show. Peace.
The power.